News, I'm Marissa Melton. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has backed her ambassador to the United States after President Trump cut off contact with him following the leak of diplomatic cables branding the United States presidential administration as inept. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
May has stood by Kim Derrick amid the controversy over the release of diplomatic cables that mentioned the Trump administration. The ambassador's forthright views have created awkwardness between the two countries, who often celebrate having a special relationship. As if to underscore the snub, Derrick found himself uninvited to a White House dinner held in honour of the Emir of Qatar on Monday. While British officials hunt for the culprit behind the leak, senior Conservative Party figure and former Foreign Secretary William Hague says the government was right to back Derrick. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The United States sent a group of migrants to Mexico to await processing of asylum applications. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
10 migrants who crossed the border Monday seeking asylum in the United States were sent to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, Tuesday to await processing of their applications. Nuevo Laredo, which sits on the banks of the Rio Grande across from Laredo, Texas, becomes the fourth Mexican border city in the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The other Mexican cities where migrants are being sent to await U.S. asylum processing are Tijuana, Mexicali, and Ciudad Juarez. Several civil rights organizations have sued the U.S. government over the Migrant Protection Protocols. I'm Mike Gracia.
A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled President Trump cannot block critics on his Twitter account. It said blocking them violates the constitutional right to free speech. The second U.S. Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled in a 3-0 decision on Tuesday. The First Amendment prohibits Trump from blocking critics on a public platform, and that includes his Twitter account. This is VOA News. President Trump said Tuesday he'll be looking very carefully at how his labor secretary, Alexandra Acosta, agreed to a light sentence in a child sex trafficking case against billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta agreed to the sentence more than a decade ago when he was a federal prosecutor in Florida. Trump defended him, saying many people were involved in the Epstein case. Acosta has defended his deal with Epstein, but he said recently he is pleased that federal prosecutors in New York have brought new charges against him. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said during a Tuesday news conference that legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is no longer active. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
The bill is dead.
The extradition bill that's thrown Hong Kong into a violent crisis is dead. That's according to Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Tuesday, who also admitted the government's handling of it had been a total failure.
So my sincere plea is please give us an opportunity, the time, the room for us to take Hong Kong out of the current impasse.
Lam already announced the suspension of the bill in June, and that failed to appease its critics. They have a list of demands, including its total withdrawal and her resignation.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Geir Pedersen, says he will meet with Syria's foreign minister and other officials on Wednesday about forming a constitutional committee and also ending the fighting in Idlib. Pedersen told reporters Tuesday he's ready to get started.
I'm looking forward to have what I believe constructive discussions on how to move the political process forward, and of course in particular on the formation of the constitutional committee as a door opener for the broader political process.
A constitutional committee is believed to be key to political reforms and new elections meant to unify Syria and end the civil war that has lasted nearly 8 years and killed hundreds of thousands of people. About half of Syria's pre-war 22 million people are believed to have been internally displaced by the fighting. The U.S. State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. Defense Department's Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the package would not alter the basic military balance in the region. The potential deal will likely anger China, Taiwan's bitter rival. The U.S. switched diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China in 1979, but U.S. presidents are bound by law to supply it with arms. To supply Taiwan with arms and come to its defense if necessary. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
It's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.